Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, and it's nice to see you tonight. We're going to talk about Archangel, or hear you, and those who are listening in now, and we'll listen in later. We're going to talk about Archangel Ariel and how she, I see her as a woman, you guys may see her as a man, or whatever, it doesn't really matter, okay, or you just may feel her, because you got to tap into her, and we'll talk about that too as well. We're going to talk about how you can work with her to help you create a great life, manifest and create a great life. And creation is like, you don't stop. You know, that's a big message she says. That when, and it's so weird how she talked to me today. She goes, Siri, do a show on me. I was like, there you go. And I'm like, yeah, Ariel, you don't have to be a star baby to be in the Angel Coaches show, right? No, I'm just teasing. But she's a beautiful angel, and she helps with manifesting, creating. She also helps with water life, sea life. And I said, okay, so manifesting and creating, what would you like to create? And be really specific. Like for me, I want to go into a situation where I can run the best I can in a marathon in San Diego or San Francisco, okay? That is one of the things I'm looking to manifest. And then I got really specific about the time that I wanted to do it in and you know, and those kind of things, okay? So I also want to create a lot of prosperity. And so, you know, be really creative. I have a friend of mine, okay? He says he wants his girlfriend to move to from one place to move in with him. And he has a time frame. He wants it done in between this time and this time. And he wants his house, and he went and shopped for it for about a year, got a house, just bought it. The girlfriend is to move in, and she's ready to do that. So he got really creative, and he says, I worked with Archangel Ariel about that. He goes, I love angels. And I said, how did you do that? Anyway, his name is Tom. Tom said, here's what I did, Tari. He goes, every morning I get up, and he goes, I light a white candle. And if it was cold, I would still like that white candle because he lives in a cold, you know, with the four seasons. So out west, it would get really cold. He goes, I didn't care if it was cold, if it was hot, whatever it was. He goes, I would get up in the morning and go outside because he goes, I know that Archangel Ariel loves outside. And he's right, okay? So he goes, I'm outside. And he goes, and I would pray for her to help me with creating what I wanted to create, and I wrote it down and read it. I want to create this great house, and I want to buy this house here. I want to live with my girlfriend, who is now his fiance, I'm sorry. And this is when I want it to happen. And he said, and then I would get this nudge to go and do it. He goes, I could feel her energy around me. He goes, I also bought a fish tank because she loves sea life and water life, and I knew that she would appreciate it. And I put a picture of a dolphin. So he did that. But he goes, one thing he goes, I really was clear about was, and he goes, I lit a white candle, and so you know, that's what appealed to me. He goes, but I did it outside because I know that she likes the outside and asked for her help outside. I go, well, Tom, what about when it was raining? He goes, I still did it, you know, out on my carport. I'm like, okay. And he said, I had a space heater out there because it gets below zero where he was. And then he said, and sometimes it was nice, just like anything. But the thing he said, I said, what, you know, I said, you're getting ready to move in with her. You bought the house, you know, and it's a beautiful house. And he showed me what he was looking for, and he bought that house, you know, in his new location. I said, what made this happen? And he said, I just knew it was going to happen. He goes, I expected it to happen. And I was like, hey, how cool is that, right? And so, as I said, be detailed with what you're looking to create, what you're looking to manifest. And he said, and he goes, Tari, this is really important if you're doing a show on this. He said, because I talked to him today, again, he's one of my clients, and a friend too, that he said, one of the things that you've got to do is be extremely detailed, and he said, and expect it to happen, and he goes, and I use a white candle, I do it outside, he goes, I have a fish tank in my home, and he goes, because I know she likes water, and she helps with sea life, and, you know, and those kind of things. And he said, I have a picture of a dolphin because I love dolphins. And that's what he told me. Who doesn't love dolphins, right? And he said, I realized that I needed to create that every day. He goes, that was the top thing on manifesting, what he looked to manifest. And, you know, he also wanted to sell his business, and he did that, and, you know, and he's just a great manifester. And he said, I took responsibility that this is what I wanted to give myself. And he goes, and I ask Archangel Ariel to help me create this. He said, people, and I talked about this morning, but I'm going to share with you now because he's asking me to share with it with you. Whatever Archangel you work with healing, you know, like Raphael's great with healing, soulmate relationships. He's Archangel of, like, he takes care of the soulmates. And do you know that, Mr. Blum? And he says that expect it to happen, right? And we get so upset when things don't happen for us, right? You know, Archangel Gabriel, you're not giving me my career the way I want it to show up. Or Archangel Raphael, I'm not healed yet. And myself and Michael, Tom, said to me, Tariq, it's not, he said, it's not about them giving it to you. You give it to yourself first and ask them to help you achieve whatever goal or create whatever goal you want. I was like, oh, how cool is that, right? And so expect it and say, I choose to give this to myself, Angel, Archangel, Jesus, Buddha, whoever you believe in, higher power, higher part of you, God, whatever you call God, your higher power, thank you for helping me do this. And, you know, I visualize my angels and God holding hands with me, and we're creating it together. And therefore, when there's a delay or it's not happening, what I think is fast enough, right, in a New York minute or a skinny minute, as we say in the South, I go, okay, there's a delay here, but maybe it's not a delay, it's just a pause so I can put some other things in place, right? And Michael told me that too. He goes, there were times that it would fall apart. You know, things would not, you know, look the same. He goes, I never lost my faith. I never forgot to expect it. I never said, I'm blaming you. I'm a victim here. Why isn't it happening fast enough, and why aren't you giving it to me? He goes, remember, always give it to yourself, okay? You know what I mean? So he said, that's what my friend Tom told me. My client, and I hope that helps you. So remember this, okay, let's talk about it again. Maybe, you know, you feel her, see her, know she's there, or, you know, or maybe she's giving you a message in your dream, and just know that she's there with you. She helps with manifesting, and she also helps with sea life, protecting the, you know, environment with the water, okay? So the ocean, you know, there's lakes, there's creeks, there's a lot of different things. So she protects them. So he wanted to honor that, and because he was asking for her help, he had a fish tank that he put into his home about a year and a half ago, I think, and he said at the fish tank there to honor her, and because I'm giving back and helping, you know, protect the fish there. And he said, and I have a, you know, he goes, I have a dolphin, a picture of a dolphin. And he goes, one other thing is, he said, I support, he found something that he could support to donate time and financial stuff. Not much, you know, you don't have to do a lot. He said, but just give back because you're asking for her help. Give back to her and what she does. And in turn, what that does is it gives to all of us, because if our sea life and everything is protected, then, you know, that's what she does. And then we all participate because we're all part of the one. I know it sounds like, you know, wow, three, but that's true. Okay. So those are that. And he said, and then I would get up in the morning, and he likes the morning. I like the morning. And he said, I would manifest or meditate, thank you, and say, thank you for coming and helping me with. And he wrote it all out, and he read it every day, and he expected it to happen. And he knew it was going to happen. He wanted to give it to himself first. He said, I want to give myself this house. I want this woman to marry me. I want her to live with me. I want this great business. And, you know, he put a lot of detail in it, you know, and he gave timelines with it too as well. And right now he's getting ready to move, and the time, you know, with the timeline, and he's getting ready to have that great new business, and his woman is going to live with him. And they're going to celebrate their new home and together. And he's got a beautiful new home, you guys. But he created that in his mind with his thoughts and with energy before he ever went out and purchased it, okay? So he was very detailed and very creative with that. And he got a white candle. He meditated outside with her every day. You know, and I said, was there ever a day you skipped? He goes, no, he goes, Tori, if I did, it was because I wasn't feeling well. He goes, but 90% of the time over the past year and a half, I did that. And I was like, look at his life, okay? You know, at one point in time, he was extremely broke, and now, you know, and didn't have a woman or didn't have a mate. Now he does. He has a mate, and he has financial prosperity. And if he can do it, we all can do it. So what's the next step for you? Get your white candle or whatever candle. That's what he likes. Some of you may like a blue candle. Light it. And it's easy to go out now because it's summertime in most places, right? And go out and, you know, thank Archangel Ariel for helping you. And write down what you're looking to create. Be very detailed. And just say, Ariel, I'm going to give this to myself. And God, my higher self, angels, you know, higher power, thank you for helping me, or thank you for all of us working together. Maybe that's a better way where we can create this. And read it, what you're looking to create. Be detailed. That was something he told me. You know, I have another friend of mine that did the same thing, not quite as detailed as he was, but she got her mate, you know what I mean, and got the job of her dreams. And, you know, and she used Archangel Ariel. And, you know, did she give back like Tom did? I don't know. But Tom says it's important to, you know, if you want something from the universe or your angels or God, what are you going to give back in return if you want their help? It's like, and I agree with him on that. So if you want something from them, what are you going to give in return? And that's all you need to do. You know, he found a way to support, you know, a situation with Ocean Life and with time and money. You know, so if you don't have money, most of us have time. You know, maybe go, you know, go down on the ocean or the creek or somewhere and you know, pick up, you know, where it's not as garbage down there, because a lot of times people, you know, do that, especially in the summertime, right? You know what I mean? They take the garbage and they're not exactly putting it in a garbage can. So, I mean, I'm giving you suggestions, you know, but the bottom line is just get started with it, you know, and just ask for her help and say thank her for your help, for her help. And she'll help you, you guys. And you know, she's a great angel to work with for manifesting, okay, and creation. And be detailed. Don't just ask for, let me pay my bills. Be detailed. We're all going to pay our bills. We may be late, but most of us pay our bills all the time, okay? Or else we're not going to be able, we'll be homeless, right? And so be very detailed about what you're looking to create. Expect it to happen. Take charge of it. Say, I would like you to help me give this to myself. All right, take charge, right? He put a picture of a dolphin and has a fish aquarium in his home. You can do something like that. Or get a goldfish bowl, right? A couple goldfish, right? And when we were kids, we used to do that. How many goldfish did we get at the fair? I don't know if you guys ever had that happen. I did. Or, you know, and then also you can donate time and money. I don't have to donate a lot to helping, you know, sea life, water life. Okay, so that's a couple of things that he told me. My friend, the other one, she's a girl, she got the job, and the guy, what she did was she, you know, she meditated in the morning herself, used a candle. I don't know if she did all that he did, but she wrote it out and was extremely detailed, and now she's got the guy and the career of her dreams. So if they can do it, we all can, right? And I'm working with her now because I told you one of my goals, and I didn't go into detail about it because, you know, I don't want to bore you to death. But, you know, and then I've got a couple things that I want to create. And most of the things that I wrote down in the past 2 years, I've already gotten. So I've added to my list, right? Isn't that cool? But all you have to do is read it, believe it, expect it, and know it. Okay? So. That's what I wanted to tell you guys. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I cut out a minute there. We've got some really cool things coming up. I've got tomorrow night. Victoria is going to be doing a show on the ego and the higher self, right? Wouldn't it be great if we always came from the higher self? How much easier would our life be and more pleasant, right? We get caught up in ego and anger and all those kind of things. And so she's going to talk about how you can always come from a higher place. And you have to train yourself to do that. And she's going to go over the steps that you can do and how you can create that to happen in your life. And enjoy your life more. And when you're happier and you're coming from love, you can create a lot more. Okay? So that's something there to you for you as well. So that's going to be tomorrow night. And then, of course, we've got Di, who Thursday night, we've got Transformation Thursday. I'm putting some speakers on, but I have been traveling. So I'm going to do a lot more when I get back. We've got some new things popping up. So transform your life with different ideas, different ways, different thoughts, thought processes that you can incorporate. Because one thing I do know, and is to transform your life, you cannot do that with the same mindset that created the challenges that you're dealing with at this moment in time. So just remember that. So we'll talk more about that as we're going along. And then we also have a newsletter that you guys can register for and get a list of angels and what they help you in every aspect in your life. Career, health, romance, life choices, money, prosperity, business, career, job. And all you need to do is go to facebook.com/angelcoaches. You can register for it there. And it's a free angel guide. And guys, it is beautiful. I love it. And we've got some great things on facebook.com/angelcoaches. And I put an article up there about love and love without limits. You guys, go read it. It was so amazing. I'm glad I got a chance to finally share that because I kept it to myself for a few years now. So I think it's beautiful. And then Whitney, our angel coach, has done a lot with angelcoaches.org, where we can blog on there. So, and you can sign up for a newsletter there and get the angel coaches. You can get the angel coaches. Mini angel guide there. So you got angels that will always help you in every area of your life. Okay. How sweet is that? You know, we tell you how to, how they work with you and how to connect with them and, what they do for you and use them as a part of your daily life. Okay. So that's that. And let's see what else. So Saturday, Di's going to be talking about, she's got a show on relationships. So sweet. I love Di. She's a character. And got dry humor. So you guys don't want to miss that. It's 11:30 East Coast time. And we've got some neat things happening, and we're all growing with Angel Coaches. And we've got some really cool things for you guys, okay? So Vic and I did a show today on dating, sex, and relationships because we're single, right? How many of you guys are single and like to have fun dating or have fun meeting a guy or a girl? You know, and you can. And how many of you guys would like to just enjoy dating for a while and getting to know yourself in a dating relationship? You know, a lot of people have been through relationships, whether they've been divorced or whether they've been in long-term relationships and they break up. And how do you start dating again, right? Or how do you start dating with confidence? Man, that's a hard one, right? Dating with confidence and picking the right person or choosing the right person. We talked about that. So that was today at 2, and you can always download our shows. It's one in all of them, 24/7, 365 days a year. If you go to Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches, I put a list of the shows there and the way to access them via the web. I'm going to do a lot more when I get back, so you guys won't be disappointed, hopefully. And please listen into Vic's show tomorrow night, Victoria's show tomorrow night. It's good. Right? If you want peace and love and joy and being, they say calm is the new strong, right? And having a calm life and a fun life and not, you know, without a lot of drama, then that's a show for you tomorrow night, right? Okay. And I always think that prosperity favors the calm mind, okay? And so you want to listen in, okay? And how can you come from a higher place? And do you have a problem with being angry sometimes? We all do. And is that God? Is that love? I don't know. But I tell you something right now. If you can always come from a very firm place, a cool place, and own what you're trying to connect with and own with what the emotions that you have and say, okay, these work or these don't work, I think that's a start right there. Just got to own who you are and what you do. And then you can say, okay, I want to come from a better place, a higher place, or I want to be angry. And that's okay, too. There's no wrong. But Victoria's going to show you some really neat stuff tomorrow and how you can change if you choose. All right, everybody, have a great now. Don't forget tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Thursday night at 7, and Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Okay, it's all about relationships, and most of all, it's all about enjoying your life, creating a great, prosperous life, and having confidence in the process, right? Because true power comes from love, and confidence comes from love and that higher awareness. Right. Take care, everybody. Have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. Bye now. Oh, don't forget, go to angelcoaches.org to sign up for a newsletter and the mini angel guide. Great. And also a lot of other stuff, because we've got a magazine that's being created for angel coaches that we're creating. I think it's going to be angelcoaches.net. And we're also doing some things with publishing, so you guys won't be disappointed. If you have a book and you want to get it out there in front of people, we've got the vehicle for you to do that, okay? Or vehicles, sorry. All right, take care, everybody. Have a great now. And I'm going to put a plug in for the book Diet I wrote. You mean there's a law that says he's attracted to me? It is wonderful with mantras, with affirmations, and with prayers to create great love for yourself, health, wellness for you, and also the man or woman, creating the man and woman of your dreams to come to you and build a life with. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now.